The three-step plan for manifestation is right at your fingertips. Join Kenneth Copeland and the students of the Kenneth Copeland Bible College for more insight into how faith produces results on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Welcome to Kenneth Copeland Bible College, USA. Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we praise you for this broadcast today. We open our hearts and our minds to receive revelation from heaven today. Yes, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. There will be people today that will receive their healing listening to this broadcast. There'll be things that'll come up on the inside of you and say, well, glory to God, I just take that. And it's that easy. It is that easy, praise God, to receive from Jesus. And we thank you for it, Lord, for making yourself available. And this one thing we know this, class, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. We change. He doesn't. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. We're discussing the fundamentals of faith. We've talked about Mark 11, 22 through 25. And the first fundamental of faith is believe it in your heart and say it with your mouth. And we read Mark 11, 23 and Romans 10, 10. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with mouth confessions made unto salvation. Now, the second fundamental of faith, and this, I'm going to say this again. I just want to fully impress you and those of you watching on BBOVN or wherever you're watching. All of the miracles in the Bible, all of them, these basic fundamentals of faith are there. They are there. And the second one is to act on the word. Act on your faith. You believe it in your heart. Well, believe what? You believe the word. So now we must inject that. You and I do not have the right to believe whatever we want to. Not as Christian people, and certainly not as ministers of the gospel. We do not have the right to just believe whatever we want to. We believe this. And we believe it out of the mouth of two or three witnesses in this also. the second jet type rating that I received, and it was the first larger jet. This was a four-engine jet, and I was being typed on this airplane. The very first day of class at Flight Safety International, where the simulator was and all that, and he held up the AFM, aircraft flight manual. I mean, this is what Lockheed had to say about that airplane. They built it. And our first instructor that morning said, and he held up the flight safety training manual. He said, now, if there is any discrepancy between this and this, then this one is what we go by.
That's right.
And he was talking about the aircraft flight manual. And I leaned over to Wynn and I said, I wish preachers had that much sense. This is what they said in college. Oh, well, uh-uh. No, no, not if it doesn't go along with this. And around here, the Bible is the Bible. I remember my first day at Oral Roberts University. And here was a book, Roman Through Romans. That's my textbook. I'm headed class. And I looked at that. And I thought, you know, I've never read Romans. Maybe I should read Romans. Now that's brilliant, ain't it? Maybe I should read Romans. Yeah, well, okay. It's all right to believe that book as long as it believes and works right in line with Romans. Because faith don't come from that other book, it comes from Romans. Amen. Amen. This book is supernatural. Yes. I'm going to say this to you. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So what you have, this book, this Bible, is just as much a manifestation of God in the earth as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's the reason men and women had died over the centuries over this. Amen. Amen. You may get the opportunity to yourself. It's a life worth giving. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, come on. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Let's go back now to the woman that was healed of the issue of blood. And Mark 5:25, a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians, had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and then she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? His disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Now, I want to point out the fact that she had to be delivered from poverty. She would not have been whole and gone on and been destitute. Amen. Now, she said it. Well, she kept saying, the Greek word lego, she kept saying, if I but touch but his clothes, I will be made whole. I will be made whole. But now that's only the first part. That's only the number one fundamental of faith. She's not there yet. Not according to the book of James. Because Brother James said, if you're not a doer of the word, you're just like somebody looked in face in the mirror and walked away. And in other words, what he's saying is, you look in the mirror without making a decision of something. It's just you look in there every day, day in and day out. But then someone asks you about the details of your faith. You don't know what they are, how long your nose is, how wide apart your eyes. But if you ever were to make your mind up to measure it, you'd never forget it. And if anybody in future were to ask you how long your nose is, you could tell them. Why? You made a decision to find out. Amen. So you go to the Word, not just to read it. You could read the Bible from cover to cover every year and say, I believe every word of it, and not receive a form thing. I remember years ago, I was with a friend of mine, and he knew this man. I didn't. This was just, in fact, this is before I went to ORU. I was with Charles Rogers, and Charles is a very good friend of mine, I was helping him in a local meeting here in Fort Worth and singing for him in that meeting. And we were talking with this guy and this man, and he was in the seminary at TCU. He and Charles were good friends. And they were just visiting along, and he mentioned something about so-and-so. And Charles said, you mean to tell me that man he's teaching in the seminary? Yes. Charles said, he's an atheist. And the other guy said, yeah, we know. You got an atheist teaching in the seminary? Well, he said, he knows the Bible. He may intellectually know the Bible, but he doesn't know the God that said it. Now, don't get all bent out of shape about TCU. This was so long ago that those professors are probably all home with the Lord. Now, maybe not, I don't know. But don't be judging them. Because it wasn't long after that he was gone anyway. Amen. So, my point is, well, you know what the point is. It's no use. But you can a born again, Holy Ghost baptized, tongue talking, healing, believing preacher can read the Bible day in, day out, day in, day out, day in, day out, day in, day out, and not get much out of it except something to preach. Now, if you're reading it to get something to preach, and that's where your faith is, then you'll get something to preach. I was guilty of this. Man, everything I read, I'm just reading and searching because I see something, glory to God, I'd find the faith in it. I'd see the faith action. Oh, yeah, I'm going to preach that. Yeah, I'm going to preach that. And I had a disc blow up in my back and just put me down on my face in the shower. Sunday morning after Southwest in 2004. And after that, how just fierce. And I went to the Lord about it. How in the world did the devil get through to me on that? Well, he said, you're searching the Word and all that, but you're not believing for your own health. He said, and another thing, I told you to rest 52 days a year. You don't rest 52 days in 5 years. Now he said, that's your fault. And what I called you to do is not causing all of this. It's all the stuff you added to it. And he worked me over pretty good. But it took me a long time to get out of the habit of that and just go back and just feed on healing scripture. And just feed on them with the decision, I believe I received this. Amen. Instead of, I'm going to go preach this. Yeah. Right. You see the difference? Yeah. Yeah. All right. Now, she said it. In fact, if you want to number these. Now, in the first place, she heard, but she didn't do that. She heard. You can add that to it if you want. You want to it, make five steps instead of four. But she said, she kept saying, if I but touch his clothes, I will be whole. She believed it. She saw herself with it. A lot of battles are lost right here. Now, let me give you an illustration. She could have, and you know the devil well as I do, you know he wasn't just letting her get away with this and not saying anything to her. He's threatening her every step of the way. You know good and well she's sitting there thinking, if I could touch but the hem of his garment, I shall be whole. But I can't go out there. I'm bleeding now. I can't get out there in that street. My goodness. Levitically, it's illegal for me to be in the street with an issue of blood. I can't go out there. You understand me? I can't do this. 12 years she's seeing herself like this. You don't change that in a few minutes unless you are very intense in what you're saying, what you're thinking, and what you're believing. And then it'll change the inner image. Amen. I was just listening to Brother Hagin's testimony last night and this morning. And he said, I'm laying there on that bed. I'm paralyzed from the waist down. And he said, I see it. Been laying there for 16 months on that bed. And he said, for the first 12 months, I saw myself dead. He said, I rehearsed it over and over again. Now, he said, I knew I'd see it. And he said, I was glad I went to die. I'm going to heaven. But he said, I kept seeing it. I kept seeing it. I just rehearsed it. I saw the funeral. I heard the songs. The pallbearers, it took me out. He said, I saw them put me in the hearse and drive me out of the cemetery. I saw them put the casket in. And he said, when they came up and looked in the casket, I was in line and looked in the casket, and there I was. He said, I lived with it night and day. All the time he lived with it. So now he said, for a year, I kept rehearsing that. Well, you think about it. What if you're sitting in that chair right there looking at that podium for 12 months? You're paralyzed and can't move. Night and day, you're sitting there looking at that one thing in that little old bitty room all that time. You can do a lot of thinking. And it just rehearsing in his mind. He's just rehearsing the funeral. He's rehearsing the seasons going by. Now, he was on that bed 16 months, but he only saw himself there for 12. And he began to see it. He began to see it. He said all of a sudden, in Proverbs 4:20, attend to my word, incline thine ear unto my saying, let them not depart from thine eyes. He said, I just kept that word in front of me, kept that word in front of me, just kept it in front of me. Whatsoever thing you desire, when you pray, believe you receive it, you're going to have it. Then he said, I finally realized, I know what I must do. What am I going to do when I come off this bed? Well, there ain't nothing but for me to do. I'm going to preach. And he said, I started making some sermons. He said, well, none of them fit to preach, but he said, I'm making them. He said, I'm writing sermons, not visualizing funerals. Amen. You see the difference?
Yes.
She saw herself with it. Bound down. Amen. She saw herself with it. And she said it. She believed. She saw it. I'm coming out of this room. I've got to get there where his garment is. I've got to touch his clothes, and I'm going to do it. Praise God. I'm going to do it. I am going to do it. She's afraid to do it. She said, I don't care if I am afraid to do it. I'm going to do it. I don't care if I am bleeding now. I don't care what this thing costs me. Glory to God. I'm going to do it. Hallelujah. And she just come out of that room. She intended to sneak out of there and touch that and get her healing and scoot right back in there. Can I share something with you?
Yes.
She's a woman.
Right.
She's skin and bones.
Right.
She don't think she looks good.
Right. Yeah.
She's been hidden away a long time.
Yeah.
She don't want to see anybody. She wants to put some weight back on before she sees anybody. I got to fix my hair. But that don't come first. She could have been so concerned about her hair and died bleeding to death. But she did it. Now, she believed it in her heart. She said it with her mouth. She came and touched. Corresponding action. Can you see it?
Yeah.
All right, then what? Then she told it. She testified to it. Amen. Now, this didn't take just a few minutes. That's how we know she had this thing 12 years. That's how we know she suffered many things of many physicians and got worse instead of better. That's how we know. So she obviously took the time to go through all this. What a time for Jairus to give up. But faith was stronger than that. Boy, he just standing there. He didn't say a word. He could have been thinking, I know this woman. I know her. She talked the horns off a goat. No. And don't you know it meant something when he said, daughter!
Yes.
Daughter!
Yes.
He knew good and well she wasn't Jesus' daughter. He knew she's a daughter of Abraham.
Yes.
And his girl is a daughter of Abraham.
Yes.
Glory to God. She got it. My girl's going to get it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Whoa. Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
She told it. First thing she did was testify to it. And that's what you need to do, praise God. You need to be testifying, calling things that be not as though they were, and standing on it and standing on that word, praise God. And when somebody said, what makes you think so? I don't think so. I know so. I know Mark 11, 22 and 23 and 24 and 25 is true. I know 1 Peter 2, 24 is true. That's not a promise, that's a fact. And I'm standing on it, glory to God. I believe it in my heart, therefore I say it with my mouth.
Amen.
I believe Galatians 3:13, Christ Jesus has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, curse is everyone that hangeth on a tree. That the blessing of Abraham might come on us through him, glory to God. To know, glory to God, I happen to know that low back trouble and spinal stenosis. I happen to know that dementia of all forms is under the curse. Therefore, I am redeemed from the curse of the law. Therefore, I am redeemed from low back trouble. And glory to God, I don't have it. I do not have low back trouble, praise God. I have 1 Peter 2, 24, and we're out of time. See you later. Fire on you this morning. The Holy Ghost fire is in this place today.
It's beyond goosebumps. It's something that literally changes your life. You feel like you went to heaven and back.
Every born again believer, every person that ever accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, every person has the same measure of faith in them, exactly the same. It is the faith of God.
The anointing at this meeting is tangible. It's substantial. And when Brother Copeland was speaking, it was glorious.
This is a gospel preaching nation.
Yeah.
We are one nation under God, indivisible. That's the power. Only a house divided against itself can fall.
I can feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit moving in it every time I'm here. So it draws you here.
If you can see it, you can have it. It belongs to you. It belongs to you. And you have to get to a place where you refuse to be discouraged. You refuse to throw in the towel. You refuse to quit. Why? Because I'm living in the overflow!
Well, I just believe it's very critical for us to walk in faith. This is a big faith ministry. And I really believe we're supposed to abide in the Word, let it, you know, continue in the Word, live in the Word, and you know we're going to get there here.
Wow. Are we blessed or what? Just to be alive and see this nation reborn. We're in it. Dear God, you and I are in it.
It does not matter what the situation looked like. It does not matter what is going on in your life. If you can believe God, and if you can stand on the Word of God, and you can walk in that overflow and see it done. I see it with the eye of faith.
We're prosperity agents. Say, I'm a prosperity agent. I'm a faith man. I'm a faith woman. Hallelujah.
Every Friday on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast is Offering Day, and I want to read this to you today from the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 6. It says, "Let him that is taught in the Word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things." You know, you and I have been taught the Word of God. If you're anything like me, I grew up watching this broadcast. I know many of you, faithful watchers, faithful partners, and through the outreach of Kenneth Copeland Ministries and this broadcast, you've been taught the Word of God. You've been impacted by that teaching. But I'm going to tell you something. That's not the end of the cycle. That's just the beginning. When you're impacted and touched by the Word of God, the response should be, Lord, how do I get this same thing that's occurred in me to happen in somebody else's life? That's the power of partnership. When you receive and you hear and you're taught the Word of God, respond to that. Just say, Father, what would you have me do to get on board with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and help them preach Jesus, help them preach this uncompromised word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom, all the way around the middle. You've got a part to play in this. And if the Lord says so, then get involved, because your partnership is going to do in others' lives what this word has done in yours. Every time you sow, you're a part of this broadcast going out. Every time you sow, you are a part of teachings being put online, on television. You're a part of conferences and conventions. You're a part of sending out missionaries and ministries all over the world. You're doing that. That's the power of partnership. And to all of you who are partners with this ministry, I want to let you know how much we thank God for you. We speak the blessing of the Lord over your life, and we say, be increased, advance, rise up, and may the goodness of the Lord be seen in your life. Now, if you're watching this and you're not yet a partner with this ministry, go before the Lord. Find out if you've got an assignment here. If you do, then get on board. We want to see you thrive and flourish, and we declare the blessing of the Lord over your life as well. Father, we receive the giving of the people today. We call them blessed in Jesus' name. Hey, thanks for watching today. We love you so much. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember, God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.